She did accidentally leave her phone on Monday, which is kind of normal for her. She's got ADHD and very forgetful.
Yes, yes, we're talking to the mother, yes. So we're talking to the mother and all this. There's, you know, to my knowledge, she's not a suspect in this case right now.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Jay is for Justice. My name is Jay. I'm your host. The first clip that we're going to watch is her mother talking about her leaving her phone at home. On one hand, she says it's pretty normal for her. On the other hand, she says, from time to time. What do you guys think? Let's watch.
She did accidentally leave her phone on Monday, which is kind of normal for her. She's got ADHD and very forgetful.
She, from time to time, she will leave her cell phone at home accidentally, and that's actually what happened yesterday.
Which is kind of normal for her.
So she says it's kind of normal for her to accidentally leave her phone. And I'm still not sure that I buy that because kids are very attached to their phones these days. Let's move into our next clip.
I'm staying at home, staying by the phone, hoping she just appears.
So, yeah, there's no way to track her right now because I have, well, the detectives now have her phone.
She knows how to get home by herself, as if, like, let's just say, to take a bus or an Uber or something like that. She would know how to get home alone, correct?
I'm not sure. Maybe, I mean, if someone, I'm thinking if someone got in the car with her and if she pointed the way, what roads, she probably could figure out how to get, but like, does she know?
I'm staying at home, staying by the phone, hoping she just appears.
Full address, I don't think she does.
Hoping she just appears.
So she has no faith that Madeline knows how to get home or knows her full address, but she's staying at home while her family's out searching, hoping she appears. Red flag number two to me.
I don't know if she would know how to get home.
What was the last thing, I guess, the conversation that you two had, you and your daughter?
We spoke about her birthday party. She had a birthday party on Sunday.
There was no moment in that evening from when she got home from the party that she had her phone or had the laptop. She went straight to getting ready and went to bed.
Told her goodnight, and yeah, that was it.
Okay, so she says when she got home from the birthday party on Sunday night, she did not have her phone or her laptop. Did mom have her phone and laptop? If so, why? And at what point did Maddie put her laptop in her JanSport backpack? Because you're going to hear in a second, Jen Soto says the last conversation she had with Maddie was before she went to bed. And then right after that, she's asked, what was she wearing? Then she goes into what she was wearing when she was last seen. So I don't know if this is per Stefan, if this is per mom. Did mom see her? Because if you see your kid in the morning before they go to school, they're 13. You're going to have that conversation with them. Have a good day. Did you forget your phone? Don't forget your phone. Things like that. But she says it was before bed. So I'm assuming mom is claiming she did not see her in the morning and that her partner took her daughter to school. Allegedly took her daughter to school.
What was she wearing?
She was last seen wearing a green hoodie, black shorts, white Crocs, a black JanSport backpack with gray hibiscus flowers on it.
She did accidentally leave her phone on Monday.
So my question is, did she actually leave her phone or did mom have her phone? Because we know that Stefan Stearns was seen at 7:30 in the morning discarding her laptop and her backpack in a dumpster near their community. Now, here's where it gets a little more foggy with the whole timeline. Check this out. This is from the PCA. This part of the PCA says the mother advised her daughter's stepfather, Stefan Stearns, picked her up from home and dropped her off at Hunters Creek Middle School, 13400 Town Loop Boulevard, Orlando, Florida, on February 26, 2024. The mother then went to pick up Madeline from school at dismissal and learned Madeline never showed up to school. So from what I understand, Stefan lived there with Madeline and her mom. So her mom says that he picked her up from home. Where was he coming from? We can tell you where he was coming from because the sheriff tells us what he was doing in the morning.
Video evidence that shows Stefan Stearns discarding items in a dumpster in that apartment complex in Kissimmee at 7:35 on Monday, February 26. Detectives later recovered Madeline's backpack and her school-issued laptop from that dumpster. At 8:19, we have evidence that shows Stefan Stearns returning to the complex and Madeline was visible in that vehicle. We believe she was already dead at that time.
Okay, so let's try to unravel this. Stefan left the house and was observed on video throwing Madeline's things in the dumpster. The cops believe she was already deceased at that time. At what point did Stefan Stearns remove Madeline from the home? Did Madeline leave the home alive and then get in the car? Did they drive away? Did he do something to her, throw her backpack away, and come back to the house? And all along, where is mom? Is mom sleeping through all of this?
At 8:19, we have evidence that shows Stefan Stearns returning to the complex and Madeline was visible in that vehicle. We believe she was already dead at that time. As a result,
Department's belief that she was killed at the house.
It's our belief that she was killed in Kissimmee and that he moved her body. And so that's why the Kissimmee Police Department is the lead investigators now.
I would say, judging by the looks on their faces and they're nodding, that Madeline was killed at home.
It's our belief that she was killed in Kissimmee and that he moved her body. And so that's why the Kissimmee Police Department is the lead investigators now.
So if he came back to the house in the 8 o'clock hour with her in the car deceased, what happened then? Because we know he was changing a tire at like between 1 and 2 in the afternoon. So what happened between 8:30 and 1:30? Yikes. Now our final clip of this video.
Yes, we're talking to the mother, yes.
She's not considered a suspect.
So we're talking to the mother and all this. There's, you know, to my knowledge, she's not a suspect in this case right now.
I'm not sure if there's more investigation going on behind the scenes. Let me know what you think about this. There could be a reason why he said, no, she's not, the way he did, because he's handing over the investigation to Kissimmee at this point. So if Madeline was in fact murdered in her home, do you think there could be more charges coming for more people? This is one of only many talking points that go along with these interviews and Madeline's case, and we will keep following this. So make sure you're subscribed if you would like to see more video drops like this one. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. We are also carrying on our conversations in Discord. Hope to see you there, and if not, I'll see you in the next video. Be sure to check out my other videos and playlists for more true crime content. And if that's not enough, you can join our Patreon. Don't have a tinfoil hat? It's okay. We'll make you one. It's that easy. See you guys in the next video.
See you later. Bye.